B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
It is time for a family meeting. I always hated family meetings growing up as a kid. You know, everyone's in the living room. It gets quiet. And you're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Dad lost his job.
What's Dad got to say now?
Well, we've had a couple family meetings along the way. We announced some departures, announced some pregnancies, announced some engagements. Mm-hmm.
I think you used one of them to announce a dog.
Did I?
Yeah, I think so. I think we got a little loose.
Reaching.
We got a little loose with
the family.
That
was reaching. The family.
You called it today, right?
I am calling a family meeting, and it is not about me and my partner Sterling getting married. We still haven't figured it out. I don't think we ever will figure it out. I think at this point, we're just going to go to the courthouse and have a nice dinner at Olive Garden at this rate. But this does involve Sterling. So I am announcing and calling this family meeting because I am parting ways with Kiss 95.1 and leaving the Manny Roy and the Rand Morning Show. You know, when we started this show together 7 years ago, this radio station was a bit of a fixer-upper, and we did great things here, and we had a lot of fun. You guys became my best friends. We just discovered that Nicole is still my emergency contact, and during that time, it was a lot of firsts for me. You know, I was from, I lived in this place called Salem, Virginia, near Roanoke, and with small town and moving to the big metropolis of Charlotte. It was exciting. We had skyscrapers here. And I got to do a lot of firsts. Got to ride in an airplane for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I met the love of my life, Sterling. Proposed to him right here in South End at a place called Barcelona Wine Bar. And I think that a lot of people's goals and priorities changed during the pandemic, and I think that's true for my family. You know, he made Sterling pass up a lot of job opportunities in the past 7 years because we were building this phenomenal show, and we've now come to an opportunity in Cincinnati, Ohio, that we cannot pass up. And so I am leaving the Manny Roy and the Rand Morning Show to go to the other Queen City. Which, by the way, they're so snobby about it over there. They think that they're the original Queen City. I'm like, cool it. All right. You have older buildings. We have new stuff. Just to be clear, there's no bad blood between me, Manny, and Loren, just so everyone knows. We're best friends. They knew about this from the moment that there was a hint of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been part of the planning process of this from the beginning. I love you both dearly. Love you, Nicole, too. And there is no ill will between me and this radio station. Beasley Media Group owns KISS, and I'll say it right now. They have made every attempt possible to keep me here.
Mm-hmm.
They've done everything that they can to keep me part of this show, and it is my decision to leave the show. Beasley Media Group gave me a little 22-year-old, I think at the time I moved here, a lot of flexibility to do this show with you guys and trusted us with this time slot, and I'm very thankful for them. And they were just as shocked as everyone when I made the decision to leave. But so everything's happy. Everything's okay. It's just my time here is coming to an end.
And I think when you told us that you were leaving to go be with your fiance, who maybe one day your husband, Sterling.
Yeah, we're pretty much married now.
Yeah,
we
just can't figure it out. Lot at this point.
You know, I immediately thought of Charlotte, and I thought about the amount of people that are moving to this city on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, and a lot of it is because jobs are here, and families are uprooted, and families are brought here to Charlotte, and it's unfortunate that you're going the other way, but we got nothing but love for you, my entire family. Dean knew about this. Dean's sad about it, my son. And I would be lying to you if I sat here and told you I was happy about it because I'm just not. And I know Loren's not.
I know.
But we love you to death, and we're going to accept the decision that you're making. And I'm happy for you because I know you're going to be happy with Sterling, someone who I remember you met on Tinder years ago.
I know. I feel like this is, you know, it's something that we knew and we were part of, like you said, the process of you planning this and everything else. But
Were you hoping 2 minutes ago that I'd change my mind?
Yes, but maybe this was some big joke. You know, for me, it's been like surreal to go through the process with you, and you're one of my best friends. So, of course, take, you know, the business side of it out. I'm just sad that I won't get to see you every day.
I know. I'm just so excited to sleep in.
I think that's what we're mad at you most about.
Yeah, right? But I'm so happy for you. I will miss your face.
I'll miss you too.
Now, to be clear, moving forward, we'll discuss, obviously, Loren and I and Nicole are going to be here. You know, don't start talking about replacements for Roy, because we're not even there yet. Please. No. Roy's going to be here for a while.
The MRL
brand will live on.
The reason why I wanted to announce now is because I know there's a lot of graduations and a lot of people are going on summer vacations. And just to be quite honest with you, when you come back from whatever you're going to do this summer, I won't be here. So
this is happening this summer.
Yeah, this is happening. It'll be sooner than you think. I don't want to get to the actual days. We do still have some fun shows left. We do have fun shows left. And we'll announce the final date when you know, that's appropriate. But
how happy and excited is Sterling for his opportunity?
I think this is a good
big professional move for him.
Yes, it's something that, you know, we kind of thought was always going to happen, and when it came, we were like, okay, we have to do it. We're excited, we're nervous, and I don't know what I'll do in Cincinnati. Maybe I'll roam the streets of Kentucky trying to solve unsolved mysteries. I don't know.
It's not a bad idea. Just do a podcast about it.
You're close to the Bourbon Trail. I'm just saying.
I don't know what I'll do. All right. I don't know. But until then, we still have a lot of fun.
We do.
We have a lot of shows. I'll still be the fun Roy all the way up until the very end.
Man, because that's how we are. The three of us are friends. I've been in radio for a long time. I've been through a lot of shows. I've seen a lot of co-hosts come and go. But the relationship that the three of us and eventually the four of us had with producer Nicole, who I know is in there. Hi, Nicole. Did you want to say anything? You're really good at times like this.
Can you come for me? And Loren? Loren's crying.
Yes. We are proud of you, and nothing will be the same without you. But I think that this is your priorities are in line. I'm very happy for you and your family.
She wrote that down, y'all.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think you're right.
But Loren hit it right on the head when she said it's more than just losing a co-host. It's more than just losing someone we wake up with. It's losing a good friend. We are all friends, and we'll miss you and hope to see you a lot along the way. But like you said, we still have a lot of shows ahead that we're going to be together. So
I have a feeling that Roy will prank call us more times than...
Yeah.
Then we know.
Getting right through Nicole, right?
Yeah, you think
Mr. Buzz be nice guy.
Mr. Buzz be nice guy wants to play Can't Beat Loren.
Buford may have to call it a couple times.
As you can imagine, the text messages are coming in fast and furious, and we love everybody. I know Roy is going to try and respond to as many people as he can, but we love you most, Roy. So congratulations.
I love you all.
And good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.